directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
called on the payphone and said she's at her parents and you're invited to dinner.
Oh, yeah?
Henry.
the girls have heard this before, but 14 years ago, I had an operation on my arm here. Doctors said I wouldn't be able to use it. Well, what the hell do they know, I said. And I rubbed it for a half hour every day. And then I got so I could move it a little. And I got so I could turn a faucet. And pretty soon I had my arm back again. Now I can't feel a damn thing in it. All numb. I'm afraid to cut it, you know? Mary usually does the carving, but maybe tonight you'll do it, Henry. All right with you?
Of course. I'd be happy to. Do I just cut them up like regular chickens?
Sure, just cut them up like regular chickens.
You and Mary have sexual intercourse.
Why?
Did you?
Why are you asking me this question?
They're still not sure it is a baby.
Ah. Hey, Glowtowners, Biff Rivers live in our K-Glow Linear Valley studio. What a day. The weather in the valley will be perfect today, a carbon copy of yesterday. Today's rad count will stay well within the Linear Valley Regulatory Authority green zone of acceptability. So go with the glow and enjoy your normal lives. This portion of Linear Valley Today is brought to you by Bird Gas. It's good for the planet because birds make it. You've got a glow on. KGLO, 660 AM. 97.7 FM. The talent show will go on as scheduled. It's tonight at the nuclear plant in the employees' recreational unit. The amateur talent contest. And the Nukies are back to defend their title. K-Glow, Linear Valley. Go with the glow.
I'm going to the show tonight, and I'm going to be out of here at 5:30, the latest. I heard that that singer from Otto's Corners, Charlotte, was going to take her clothes off tonight.
You don't want to miss that, fellas. Over.
Take her clothes off. I'll be there. Over.
Take it through a scalper. I got to see the show.
I was with him last year, and I was so happy.
Hey, kids, looking for the right bread to make Freedom Toast? Freedom Bread. Look for the red, white, and blue bombs printed on the wrapper.
This is K-Glow. It's 5:30 in Linear Valley.
In Valley Area News, the gas war. Local stations are bouncing prices all over the map.
It's not even a long weekend. Do yourself a favor and fill up often. Just look for the best prices and get pumping. Good morning, Glowtown. It's 5:30 in the a.m. here in Megapolitan City, and Biff Rivers is coming at you from K-Glow, right in the heart of the Linear Valley.
What a day.
Got a breakfast special this week at Otto's High Rail Cafe, where you get 6 sausages for the price of 2. And all this week, ask for your eggs nuclear. Why not exercise your right to entertainment? It's tonight at the nuclear plant in the employees' recreational unit. The event we crave, the amateur talent contest. And the Nukies are back to defend their title, the one they nailed last year with their own Shrivel Up. Come on down to the unit and bring your talent.
It's 6 o'clock in Linear Valley.
You better hurry up with all this stuff if we want to get any breakfast. Save the least ones for last.
Hey, I don't believe we're dumping on Linear Valley again.
That place is already a goddamn nuclear garden.
Time to fortify the old water supply.
Hey, Al, you got a little China girl down in Linear Valley, don't you?
Yeah, dad's some kind of Tai Chi nut. He hates my guts.
Maybe we ought to give him a barrel bat.
What a day.
Oh, yeah, we sure are lucky, you know, to be living in Linear Valley.
Paradise.
Hey, I'm sorry about your boss. What'd he die of?
Radiation poisoning.
Yeah.
Should have been me that died instead of Otto.
Huh?
Yeah, I've worked with radiators for 7 or 8 years. I fixed almost every radiator in every car in town. I even drank the water out of one of those radiators once, and I feel good.
Lionel, radiation does not come from radiators. Sometimes you're really a dork, you know? I mean, radiation is like, well, it's like cosmic waves, you know? I mean, like this invisible energy that comes out. I mean, radiation comes from, radios.
Hey, you know what? You should ask Irene and Charlotte if they want to come with us to the drive-in tonight.
Yeah. Hey, but listen, the last time I took you to that party up in the hills, you wouldn't even take your glasses off. And then you pick up that ukulele and start singing in that high, squeaky voice of yours.
I was good that night.
Good?
I saw Joni Ray on TV last night, and I can do it. I can do that.
Johnny Ray has got a good ear for music, you know? Now just forget it. Concentrate on mechanics. That's what you're good at. 1, 2, 3, zap, zap, zap.
I could go on the road and go to big cities and play at Megapolitan Coliseum. I could do it.
On a somber note for the entire valley, Otto's Corner's own Otto Quartz has passed away unexpectedly. We're gonna miss the old guy. Interment will take place at the Linear Valley Mortuary. See you there on Sunday. K-Glow, go with the glow.
It's 6:45 in Linear Valley. You're listening to K-Glow.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, Cracker.
Taking coffee break?
Nope, taking next door to young Otto.
What's this all for?
Otto.
What a day.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Morning, ladies.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Here's your coffee.
Ah, yes, my coffee. I need that. Coffee. Thank you very much. Thank you, please. Yes.
You put salt in your coffee?
Mm-hmm. I always do. Listen, my dear, can you print?
Sure.
Capital letters?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to copy this down on a cardboard for a sign and then put it up in the diner, okay? Those are new rules for all the employees.
Okay.
Thank you.
Two sausages instead of six? Oh, Mr. Otto, I mean, come on. I realize you must be under a lot of stress, what with your dad passing on and everything.
I'm fine, thank you.
One coffee break a day?
This is a business now.
That's ridiculous. Are you kidding?
Don't they?
You have to die.
Why does my heart go on beating? Why do these eyes of mine cry?
Said, you get the job, you're supposed to start today.
Yeah, but he's not there anymore, huh? So do me a favor, will you? When we get there, let me do all the talking, okay?
Biff, last night, the Lowtowners flocked to Megapolitan Coliseum for a sold-out date with the legendary Frankie Fontaine. It was girls' night out. I'm guessing it was nine of us. Every one of them. The evening was a delight. A fabulous.
Oh, by the way, how come we got $30 for bird seed and dog food and cat food?
That's for the birds and the dogs. Old Mr. Otto wanted to make sure that they're
anything
all...
my dad said was wrong about the business.
Hey, Otto! This is Fred Kelly. Old Otto wanted him to work here. This is supposed to be his first day.
You're late to work. 4 minutes. And can you move the bicycles from the door? What if I want to go out the doorway?
Yeah.
Miss, would you please go print up the new rules?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And Lionel.
Yeah?
Jack up the prices on the gas pumps. 15 cents a piece, and you know how to double it and compute that.
Yeah.
Scheme of work, you're sure to find happiness, and I guess all the things she's always looking for. She had to see you look as well.
Attention, staff! Attention! Hang on to your donuts. Okay? Got some new rules here. Number one, 2 sausages instead of 6 on the breakfast special.
Isn't that sensible? That's sensible to me. Real sensible.
Number 2, only 1 coffee break per day.
Did you see that?
Number 3 is no more credit, cash only. This means you, everybody.
You mean we have to pay?
No singing during working hours, Charlotte. Number 4.
But I gotta rehearse.
Number 5's for you, Cracker. Employees must wash their hands after using the restroom.
That's for me. The sausage is a good
who
idea.
Who made up these rules anyway?
Young Otto. Otto.
Young Otto. Who's the, Young Otto?
Me, Young Otto is old Otto's son, the owner, and your new employer.
So you really think he liked me, huh?
I know you got the job, Fred. Frankie Fontaine. What do you think?
I think it's great!
Frankie Fontaine.
But I don't understand why he didn't say anything to me, you know?
He's very busy.
Yeah.
Very busy man.
Well, you know what? I probably overwhelmed him. I'll bet you he's been looking for a guy exactly like me.
Hey, let me show you this new safety feature I built into the pumps.
I know how to work this. It's simple. I mean, all I gotta do is squeeze the trigger and the gas comes out, right?
No way!
Go
ahead, try it. Uh-oh. Wait. Okay, try it. See, it works. Hey, you're wasting gas! Okay, the big numbers, you multiply by 2, because it's half the amount. And the gallons,
you multiply by the number of gallons and the price per gallon on 15 cents a gallon for Otto's instructions.
Wait a minute.
The big numbers you multiply by two, because it's the big numbers is half the amount of gallons. So you multiply two times that. The small numbers is times the amount of gallons served plus 15 cents.
Is this Ethel or regular?
Must have been moon glow, la la la, way up in the blue, la da da. You like it?
I love it.
Oh, good.
What, she rehearsing for something?
Tonight's the night. It's the big amateur talent contest in the employees' recreational unit, the nuclear plant. All the big shots are going to be there. It's my big night.
Are they going to take your clothes off?
Who is that? That's my friend Fred.
Hi. I just want you to know something.
I smell gasoline.
That's my friend Fred.
Yeah, listen, you're really not going to be sorry that you hired me, you know?
I didn't hire you.
I mean, I'm going to work really hard for you.
No, you're not.
I've been practicing windows, too. I went down to George's junkyard, and I cleaned every window on every car wreck in the whole place, and George was absolutely amazed that I would do such a thing.
Go away.
And I'll tell you what, I'll work all day today for nothing, just to prove to you how good I am.
Ah. I'll tell you what, I'll let you work for a week for nothing, and you can really show me how good you are.
A week? Oh, thank you.
Don't mention it.
See, I told you to let me do all the talking.
Great.
My land's the poor, the hard and yeller. You have to start the right fertilizer to raise an own brother. The rain got here.
God, that hurts. People live here for health food.
Good morning, help.
Good.
Good morning, Mr.
Morning. Morning, Otto.
How's my help today? Feeling great?
Yeah.
Now listen, folks, boys and girls. I hate to be the bad guy, but I had to hire a new helper in the garage this morning. So somebody has to go.
You know, do you know the mechanics have their own magazines now?
Catherine, you're fired.
I've been here since this place was built. I've been here 7 years. Your father hired me. You can't fire me.
That's all right. I fired you. It's nothing personal.
Yeah. Old Otto had a glow to him you don't have, though. Didn't he?
You call this printing?
Okay.
You can't read that.
You can't just fire me, Otto! Or anything you're gonna stick up for me, Cracker? Irene, Charlotte? This is all I've got, and I'm staying here!
Well, I think I'd keep her if she's gonna damage things like that.
You can't fire me!
Ooh, boy, I saw glow when I came in here, you know, but you just don't have the glow your father did.
It's always something.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, glow, not like your dad had to.
Who are you?
I never should have read the will.
Music. Why don't you been working on that pump for hours? We just get a new one.
I can fix it. This time it's going to work.
Hi, Mrs. Robinson.
Oh, Fred, what are you doing here?
Well, I work here now.
Isn't that nice?
But would you like some gas?
No, thanks. Just clean the windshield and park it for me.
Okay. Oh, I don't drive cars. Lionel?
Yeah?
Mrs. Robinson needs to have her car parked.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, Mrs. Robinson. How are you today?
Hi, Lionel. How are you?
Feeling quite well, thank you.
Oh, that's nice.
Ooh. Nice day we're having.
Yes, there's a lovely rosy glow in the valley. Gotta have my breakfast.
Two double specials today, Mrs. Robinson?
I never drove a convertible before. This is gonna be a lot of fun.
Ready, Fred? Follow me, Lionel. Follow me, Lionel. Okay.
You almost hit that car over there. Now drive safely, will you, and back up.
I can do it. I can drive one of these things. I did it. Oil-rich Indians in space. Oil-rich Indians in space. Fred! Fred, you see this? Fred?
You almost ran over me! Who cares about a newspaper?
I was just looking for you, Fred. Oil-rich Indians in space. The headlines. The facts regarding the situation remain the same, state the authorities.
Lionel, I said back up!
The facts regarding the situation remain the same, state authorities.
Don't you know what that means?
Here's your coffee, Mrs. Robinson.
Oh, thank you, Charlotte.
How do you like your breakfast?
I look forward to my breakfast every day.
Oh, I'm so glad.
What are you going to sing?
I thought I'd sing Moon Glow.
Well, that's nice.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Irene.
Hi. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, I was wondering what you were doing tonight. You know, I mean, if you're not doing anything, what are you doing tonight?
I'm busy.
Oh, good. Well, then maybe we could have a date, huh? And you could get Charlotte to go out with Lionel?
That dork? Yeah. Huh, are you kidding? We don't do mercy dates. Buzz off. Scram! Take a powder.
There's a place for me, somewhere a place.
Okay, I'll take over now.
Me. Fred, did you get the date?
Huh?
Did you get the date?
Well, of course I got the date. They're dying to go out with us.
This is going to be a night to remember, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Fred, by the way. Fred?
Huh?
Thanks a lot from the bottom of my heart.
Hey, anytime. Where's my double special, Cracker?
It's right here, Ms. Robinson.
Oh, Cracker, that's beautiful.
Hey, you found yourself.
Here you are, Mrs. Robinson. Oh, you like it?
It's your paper, Mrs. Robinson.
Thanks, Lionel.
Charlotte. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, Lionel.
Thank you.
This portion of Linear Valley Today is brought to you by Bird Gas. It's good for the planet because birds make it.
It must have been Monroe that led me straight to you. Ooh, la da 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 dee do.
How are you doing, Lionel?
Great. It's gonna be great tonight.
Oh, Lionel, I'm so excited. You know, this could be the biggest night of my life. It must have been moon glow, way up in the blue. It must have been moon glow that led me straight to you. You like it?
It's great. It's great.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Wouldn't you like to have a house like that someday, Charlotte?
You know what, Lionel? If everything goes right tonight, it could happen.
Oh, boy.
Well, I gotta go back to work now.
See you tonight.
Are you gonna be there, too?
Oh, I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Wow, that's wonderful.
It's tonight at the nuclear plant in the employees' recreational unit. The event we crave, the amateur talent contest. And the Nukies are back to defend their title, the one they nailed last year with their own Shrivel Up.
You're listening to K-Glow.
Thanks, Wanda. Here's a story we broke right here on K-Glow. Those mysterious radioactive barrels that have been showing up out on the old Atlas Highway in the north end of Linear Valley remain unexplained. Authorities are keeping a tight lid on this one, and quite frankly, we're baffled.
It's 7:30 in Linear Valley.
Unsettling news from the White House. The threat of war is even more imminent today than it was yesterday. We'll have more details from our correspondent in Washington, D.C. later on in the program. K-Glow, go with the glow.
Hi, Mom. Junior. Yeah, how's the toe? That's too bad. And listen, Mom, I gotta talk to you about the business. Huh? You can't wiggle it. What? It won't stop wiggling? Now, listen. I don't know why Dad gave me the business. I thought he was fond of me. Well, it's in debt. Oh, no, not in debt, in debt. It's so far into the red, it's out of the question. Yeah, I've been going over the books for 3 days. And, you know, Dad must have been out of... Now, I know he was a saint, Ma, but as a businessman, he was a joke. A joke, Ma! I'm sorry, I didn't mean to yell. That dorky mechanic. Now, do you know how much a lead-lined coffin costs these days? $4,000, Mom! Yeah, so here's what I'm gonna do. I took out a ton of insurance on the joint, and I'm gonna wait a week until the help expect their paychecks. Then I'm gonna fire them all. Yeah. Then later that night, I'll get some gasoline, you know, spread it around. And I'll put a match to the whole mess.
Yeah.
Now, Oh, don't cry on it. Okay. Now get some rest. Maybe your toe will stop. Bye. Didn't you ever learn to knock?
What a day.
It's just disgusting, isn't it?
My kind of guy.
Huh?
At long last, love.
Huh?
The only thing is, you little lug, we better not use gasoline, we'll get caught. So how about old wires?
Were you eavesdropping? That's not nice.
Uh-huh.
If you're thinking extortion, that's very illegal.
Uh-huh. 50-50?
60-40.
50-50.
50-50?
50-50.
Okay.
Oh, let's seal it with a kiss.
Huh?
You know how to pucker up, don't you?
Huh?
You just put your lips together and whistle.
Huh?
Dad, where's my poster?
What poster?
My Frankie Fontaine poster.
You talked about it, but I never saw it.
I showed it to you.
No, you didn't.
Excuse me. Did you order the breakfast special?
Yeah.
It's the mafia.
Keep my eye on them. Yep, right there.
Hi, Amos, how you doing? Where's Lum?
What are the football scores?
I'll look at him and look. The mafia, as once known, no longer poses as...
What are you doing with my sausages, pal?
I'm taking them off your plate.
Hey,
except for two
those.
Of them.
Hey,
that's all you paid for was two sausages.
Like
it's a breakfast special.
Hey, I paid for this breakfast special. I want to
but
eat
I can't
it,
just be giving away sausages.
Hey,
these things cost a fortune. They're 2% meat.
Hey, hold on here a second. These are my sausages. Do you mind? Pork face. You like sausages?
Sure, let's
smoke that one.
All right, hey, all right, guys. Let's be friends. You can have them back,
yeah.
Okay?
Oh, thanks. Who's going to want to eat that, huh?
Yeah. Please, darn. Who's going to want to eat that now, huh? Hey, Brad.
Have you ever seen anything like that in your life?
Here's a little piece for you. Here's a little piece for you. Come on, you little booger, you. Where's Lum, huh? Where's Lum at? Huh? Where is old Lum? Here, baby. Now, don't you be such a... Now, what are you doing that for?
Cut all it! Coonsagon! A roller! Is it coming? Is a roller coming in? The Coonsagon! I don't want nobody panic! Don't panic!
Pussy!
Get it, guys! Put it together! Got food. Don't stand in the doorways. Don't stand in the doorways. Not here, not in this place. There's a roller coming.
Hey, Fred, it's a roller.
It's okay.
You see that? Here. Come on. Hey. Impeccable timing. Oh. Fred.
You see that?
Yeah, it's the jackpot.
Jackpot? Jackpot? It's a bird.
I can read.
Read?
Daddy,
Invigorating!
Of course! You noticed, huh?
Yeah!
Those mowers are invigorating.
What do you want?
Oh, milk, please.
Nope. Lionel, you know that doesn't work.
Oh, I just look at the title and think of the song?
Yeah, slow ones, huh?
Irene, Earl Duke's coming. Is my mouth on straight?
Yeah, but your head isn't. Honey, what do you see in that creep?
I think it's the uniform.
Good morning, darling.
Hi, Earl.
Hi, Charlotte. Hi, Irene. Hi, Charlotte. You know, Charlotte, as I was driving over here in my truck this morning, I thought about you.
You did?
The earth. Moon.
You felt it too?
I did. Charlotte.
Yes, Earl?
Oh, Charlotte. Do you ever have a milk bath?
Oh! Oh! Earl.
What do you say, Duke?
Not much, dork.
Well, how do you like the job I did on your steering column?
You have grease all over the seat, you monkey.
Yeah, yeah, holla! Time for milk, yeah, yeah! You are living aftershock. I have much, much, much money. Yours. I have many, many women. Yours. I have much song in my life. Butternose sky. Yours. Trips around the world. First class. Yours.
Be my whiteness.
Excuse me.
Try me.
I have.
Huh? Tall heads.
Bird gas. It's good for the planet because birds make it. For the best prices on bird gas, go to Otto's Corners. Let Lionel rotate your tires. A free rotation with every fill-up. KTLO, Lanier Valley.
I'm gonna miss it! Darn it! I'm going back to Otto's Corners. I never should have let that dork work on my car.
Great! Look at this book, Fred. Look at this book. Look at that.
Oh, Lionel, you're in a lot of trouble. Come on, I gotta hide you.
Oh, no one's hurt.
Here, get...
Which way?
Get under here. Get under here. Get in there. Fast, fast, get in there.
Now let's get this other pump fixed. Where's what's his name?
Oh, he's under the weather.
I don't know. Sure is quiet all of a sudden.
It calls himself a mechanic, but I paid for it.
Lionel!
I can't see you.
I need a unit to sample the hole. But not a lonely one at 89.
Good morning. Which way is it to Megapolitan City?
Good morning. What's good about it?
Who are you?
I'm Otto, the owner.